Today is July 4th, Chav Vav Tammuz, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. We're holding at the end of Siman Tav Ayin Tes. We are by the Ramah, where he discusses V'hagodl Shebehen. Okay, the Ramah says, in regards to, we said ideally, it's best to have at least three people, L'chadchila, ideally to have three men, over 13 years old, to recite Hallel together. V'hagodl shebehen oimer haidu v'ono v'hacherim oinin acharov. The leader of the Seder should say the haidu l'Hashem with the tune. He said that he should say the ono Hashem with the tune. And the other two people sitting with him should respond appropriately. And the Godol is permitted to tell the child, you know what? You lead. The Godol is permitted to do this. Now the question is, what do you mean he's permitted? Why? Have the child do it. You're not making a bracha. What's the big deal? Have the child do it. What's the reshus? What does it mean permission to do it? So, let's first finish to the end of the Ramah, and then I want to share with you some nice points over here. The Ramah concludes, V'yochel etzarif lezimun l'inyin ha'alel, af agav shelo yo'ochal imahem. A person can combine the other people for halal, even though they did not eat together with you. In other words, we discussed yesterday, there are two different types of zimun. Zimun, which means literally to invite. There's one zimun, which we know we're familiar with, benching. Then there's another zimun, which we're discussing here, is to invite people to say Hallel together. Ideally, it's best to have at least three people, the Seder night, three adult men, to say Hallel together. So even if one did not eat with you, they can still say the Hallel with you. The custom is, even though we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, normally, if you are the Baal HaBayis, you should be asking your guest, would you like to lead the benching? In Hilchos benching, one of the reasons for that is then the guest will give you, the Baal HaBayis, a bracha, a specific bracha for inviting you. I've never seen anybody give himself a bracha. Don't recommend it. Now, on the night of Seder, of Pesach night, the Seder night, the Baal HaBayis himself should actually lead the benching. What's the source for that? So the Ramah tells us the source is as follows. A good eye, hu yivayrach, he should make the blessing. What does this refer to? Because it says, kol dichvin yesev yechol. He's a Baal HaBayis. He invited everyone to come to eat. So, let me just finish, I'm sorry. So if he invites everyone to come to eat, obviously, he's the good eye. That's why he specifically should bench here at the Seder night. Okay, let's now go back to the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Yud. That's number 10 in English. So we're saying, Oimer Haidu V'ono. Hurak Mitzvah L'chadchila V'eino L'ikuva. This is only a Mitzvah L'chadchila, but it's not an ikuv. In other words, L'chadchila, ideally, a person should make sure he says the Hallel, the Haidu, he leads it and someone responds. V'achirim oinin acharov, and others respond after him. V'im ein shom kim shnayim, shneim yoimru Haidu. If there's only two people, then shneihem yoimru Haidu, then the two of them should say the Haidu, but not responsively, not one leads Haidu and the other one responds the next pasuk afterwards. Now, I want to share with you number 17 in the Dirshu edition. It's the second paragraph, for those who have the Sefer, the Dirshu Sefer, the second paragraph, not from the beginning of the paragraph. He says, V'tama davash etzarech loymar haidu b'derech zu. What's the reason why we say the haidu when the leader leads? You can sit right here. Okay, that's good. When the leader leads, and then you respond afterwards. What, like you by the chazan and shul? What's the reason for that? So he says, the reason is, Shekevan shu derech shira, tzorech shiyanu achareihem, acharei hashatz. It's like a song. The Seder night, when we're saying Hallel, it's derech shira. Just like the Chazan and Shul, when he says, oh, right? He says the Haidu, and he says it melodiously, and at least he should. You're like, well, more of it, huh? No, no, more of you, not me. So then the Seder night is similar to that as well. We should say it in the same concept, the same mindset of the Balabayas. He is like the leader. He is like the Shliach Tzibur. He's like the Chazan. And that's why everyone else around the table should be responding in that way, just like you do in Shul. Then we said an interesting lashon in the Ramah. We said that the Balabayas, in this case they call it the father or the grandfather, can tell the child, the young child, you know what? You lead. Imagine that. You tell the little boy who's under 13, take it away. So what's this litin l'rishus? What does he need this like permission for? Is there a halachic reason why he's not allowed to lead? So he says over here in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Yud Beis, that's number 12, Shehu Yoimar, Kidei Shelo Yishnu V'gam Kidei Lechanchu V'mitzvus. That we want the children, if there's something called active learning. If the child, the Seder night, is a lesson of chinuch, of education, we want the child to be participating. So you tell him, you know, it's already towards the end of the Seder. You tell him to get involved and participate and lead the Seder. So he won't fall asleep. As well as to educate them to do the mitzvahs. V'zeu dafka b'miris. Now, this is very important now. When can the katan, the child under 13, when can he lead? Only by the ona Hashem. But can he lead by the haidul Hashem kitov? No, he can't. Dafka b'miros ona b'mnei sheheim oinin achrov oisei pasa gufa avoloi b'haidu. By the ona Hashem, the young child, he can lead. Why? Because we, the adults, what do we respond? He says, on Hashem Mashiach. We respond, on Hashem Mashiach. Etc. Then he says, on Hashem Atzlichana, on Hashem Atzlichana. But by the Haidul Hashem Kitoiv Kilo Yalam Chazdoi, he cannot lead those. Why not? Because we don't respond, Haidul Hashem Kitoiv. We respond, Yoimarno, Yomu, whatever it might be, the other psukim. So the question you're asking, but you're not verbalizing it, what's wrong? What's wrong with saying it? Okay, but the rest, not. The question that you're asking, you're thinking about is, what's the reason why the katan cannot lead the haidus, all of the haidus in general? And to that, although we're learning Hilchos Pesach, we'll turn to the Gemara in Sukkah. And the Gemara in Sukkah, this is found number 18 in the Dershu edition, and he tells us, what's the reason that a child should not be leading the haidu? He says, "Shahatam she'ein lasis lekatan loymer pasuk haidu." The reason why we don't give the child to lead by the haidu, this is not in the English edition number 18. It's the 18 of the Dershu edition. Afa pi shahagodul oina achrov oisei pasuk atzmai, which is what Neil is pointing out. The first pasuk we say haidu lashem kitoiv. Why do we respond haidu lashem kitoiv? The Gemara tells us, it's a Mishnah in Sukkah, Taflam and Ches, Tova Me'era, it's like a curse. A curse should come to a man whose wife and child make him fulfill his mitzvah. What does that mean? The Gemara says, why didn't he learn? Why doesn't he know how to read? Why is it that the young child knows how to read and he doesn't know how to read? Now, it could be you find different circumstances. He should have made sure, in every generation is a Rebbe Kiva. I don't mean the great Talmud Chacham, but maybe it starts a little later, learn how to read. And if the young child has to teach the father how to read, that's not a good thing. So that's only the beginning of the perek, like by haidu. If it's not, the concern is only if it's the beginning of a perek. This whole discussion that's a disgrace for the child, or in this case the wife, to read it for the husband or the father, that's only the beginning of the perek. Haidu is the beginning of the perek. Ana is not the beginning of the perek, so that's why the child, we can give him reshus. That's the lashon, the wording of the Ramah. One can give the child the reshus, the permission to lead the Seder by the Ana Hashem. Let's finish Simin Tafayin Tes with the next Sifkatan Yud Gimel. We mentioned that the Balabayis is the Mevarich, that the leader of the Seder, he is the one who should lead the benching, even though normally, if you have a guest, the guest should lead. Afim Yeshloi, Ayreach, even if he has a guest, Mikol Mokoyim, Ein Kepei De Bezeh, Im Beirich Acher. Nonetheless, if you really want to give, if you are the Balabayis and you want to give your guest the bench, you can give your guest the bench. It's best that the leader of the house should bench, as we said, because he is referred to as the good eye, as he said earlier, called Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol. In the beginning of the Seder, he said, whoever needs food to come to eat, come and eat. Now, as we mentioned in number 19, the Dershu, they tell us, the reason why we customarily give the guest a bench is that this way he will be able to give a bracha to the host. Okay. Let's now continue with the fourth cup of wine. Now, in truth is, when you take classes on education, they always tell you the best way to educate is hands-on. When I teach the halachas of tayloim, of bug checking, so first I teach it, the halachas, practically, what are we looking for, how severe they are. Then I have the students, they buy the vegetables. I don't want them to think I planted the bugs in the vegetables. Different students, different shops, they buy the vegetables, and they come in, and then we start checking. I had once a teacher who said to me, Rabbi Greenspan, did you put the bug on that? I said, I didn't buy them. That's the reason. They think I planted the bugs. I want to prove my point. So, technically speaking, the best way to learn these halachas is to have the fourth cup of wine in front of us. Because now we're learning Kais Revi. So really, we should have had the Halel, the whole Seder in front of us, but we didn't do it like that. On that note, we continue with Simon Tafpei. Seder Kais Revi, the order of the fourth cup of wine. The Mechaber says, Kais Revi Maschil Loilanu. With the fourth cup of wine, we begin Loilanu. The Goymer Olav is a halal, and we finish the entire halal. The Einai Oymer Yahalalucha, and we do not say Yahalalucha. Ela Oymer, we say Acher Gemal HaHalel, Halal HaGodol. After we finish the halal, we say that was called euphemistically the Halal HaGodol. It's like a Sagi Nohar. It's a nice way of saying it because it's really not the big halal. It's a smaller halal. Shehu Mehoidul Hashem Ad Al Nahoris Bavel, which is from Haidul Hashem up until Al Nahoris Bavel. Shehem Chof Vav, these are the 26 we know, Kili Oilam Chazdoi, the 26 Kili Oilam Chazdoi, the 26 generations that Hashem did Chesed for us before we received the Torah. That's referred to as the Halal HaGodol. And afterwards, what do we say? V'achakach Oimer Nishmas Kochai. We say the Nishmas, V'yishtabach, Ad mi oilom v'ad oilom atakel, up until mi oilom v'ad oilom atakel, you are God, you are Hashem. V'oz yoimar yihalalucha, and then we say yihalalucha, ad melech mula batishbochis, v'shoyseyu ba'aseiba, b'loi bracha techila. And the Mechaber says, we then drink the wine while we are leaning. The Mechaber's opinion is, without a bracha. We said earlier that Bnei Ashkenaz do have the custom to make a bracha, as we know, by every single cup of wine. We discussed this a few times by the Sfardim, and we had three different types of Sfardim, Yemenite Sfardi, a Moroccan Sfardi, and they all said they do not make separate brachas by the Dal Koyseis. Bnei Ashkenaz, we do make separate brachas. Mevarach Acharov, Al HaGefen, and we also make the Al HaGefen, the Brocha Achreina, on the wine as well. Let's see the Mishnah Rura, Sif Katan Aleph. By the fourth cup of wine, we begin with the Loilanu, the Loi Bracha, without a Bracha. We don't start the Loilanu with a Bracha. The Oimrim HaHalel Miyushov, we say the Halel sitting down. Even though the whole year round we say the halal standing up. But Pesach shiny, Pesach is different. Because sitting down is derech chayrus, like kings. All of you are like kings right now. You're all sitting. Okay? And it's derech haseba when we lean. So that's why we say the halal sitting down. Sifkat and beis is a halal. A person who, Rachman al-Atzlan, unfortunately, had a situation that he was a mourner on Yontif, and he did not start any days of the mourning, and he did not start mourning before Yontif. Nonetheless, he can still finish the halal. In other words, here he's discussing, which is not our topic to get into too much, in regards to a mourner, can he recite the Hallel? And he's saying, yes, the Seder night, the mourner can still finish the Hallel. Up until Al Nahar is Bavel, we do not say Ranu Tzadikim. Now, for me at least, it'd be best to have a Haggadah in front of us to see exactly the order. Some people are very good with these different breakpoints to know where you start, where you stop. Sif Kodin Dalit. Then we continue Ad Mei Oilim Vad Oilim. V'Nuschoseinu B'Yishtabach. The Nusach, the text that we have in Yishtabach is Hu Mei Atav Ad Oilim. V'B'Di'Eved Im Chosam Yishtabach B'Brocho. If we concluded Yishtabach with the Brocho, Yoyimer Achakach Yalucha B'Lei Chasima. If one did end the Yishtabach with a Brocho, which we should not have done, we should continue with the Yalucha without a Brocho at the end. Then we say Yahalalucha. V'yesh noigin ka poiskim loimar tekef achar halel. There are those that have the custom to follow the poiskim that say that immediately after the halel, Yahalalucha ad kim yoilim ad oilim atakel, that we say the Yahalalucha from kim yoilim ad oilim atakel, you are Hashem. V'achakach oimer halel hagodol. Then we say the halel hagodol. V'nishmas v'yishtabach v'chaisim boruch ato Hashem melech muhulol. Of course, we follow the Haggadah that we use with that text. There are those that end Habaycha b'shir zimra, like we normally say on every yishtabach. According to that minug, that custom, if at the time the person said yihalalucha, he forgot, and he concluded, Baruch ato Hashem, Melech Muhula Batishbachis. If he said Melech Muhula Batishbachis, Shuv lo yachtoim v'yishtabach, he should not conclude yishtabach with a bracha. Elo yoimar halal hagodol v'nishmas yishtabach ad me'ato v'ad oilam. Okay. Of course, we are all familiar with this. This is the way we do it, the custom of the, how we custom ourselves in with the Haggadah. Then we said, v'shoiseyo b'haseba, we take that fourth cup, this is our last cup, and we lean to the left, and then we drink it, the hapiyutim d'hainu, all the little songs, I don't mean to say little, it's not important, chas shalom, little, the songs that we say at the end of the Seder, d'hainu, oz roiv nisim, there's a sefer right here, the big blue one, oz roiv nisim, oimer ach ashtiyas akois, you say after you drink the cup of wine, She'eini ela minhag, because it's only a minhag. U'maharam, ha'yashoyse achar ha'piyutim, the Maharam would drink it after the piyutim. This is Maharam Rutenberg, okay? The Rebbe of the Rosh. Achar, Maharam ha'yashoyse achar ha'piyutim v'achar ki'loi no'e, k'dei sh'loi yet samim k'she yishkov, that he shouldn't be thirsty when he goes to sleep. This is also in the Sidurim. I have to honestly say I don't understand this line in the Mishnah Rura here. It seems like he's saying that he would drink it at the end So would you say all the putim first, so that he wouldn't be thirsty when he goes to sleep? Now, we learned earlier, you're allowed to drink water after the Seder. Everyone agrees you could drink water. So if you're thirsty, so drink some water. You can even drink other beverages. Even we said tea or light drinks that don't take away the taste from your mouth. So I don't know what he means over here that he would drink it then, so he wouldn't, if he'd be thirsty, he'd drink the last cup of wine. You hear my question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Balayla Rishon Yoimar, the first night we have the minhag to say Oz Rav Nisim of Balayla Sheni Yoimar Oymetz Gevurei Secho. V'yesh Noigin Shoimrim Hakol V'Shnei Leilos Shavin. There are those that say the same and the same putim on both nights. We know there are those that have the custom. If you look at the end of the Haggadah, all the way at the end, you'll find Shir Hashirim there. And it's a customary to learn Shir Hashirim. Different reasons behind this. Discusses the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's Chayadim says it's Me'inyan Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's on the topic of Yitzis Mitzrayim as well. Sif Kodin Zayin. Then we mentioned we make a bracha Al HaGefen. Of a bracha zu, with this bracha, yiftar gam hakleis shlishis, ukedalel simon tofayin dalet, we will also exempt the third cup of wine, as was mentioned earlier. There are poskim who mention that not only does it exempt the third cup of wine, but it might exempt also the previous two as well, the first and second, which is a topic in and of its own, not for right now. Others do hold that Birchas HaMazon took care of the first two. That is correct. That is correct. Then the Mechara continues, Vim Shoiseyu B'loi HaSeba, Tzorich Lishtois Pam Echeres B'HaSeba. What happens if a person, it's already the end of the Seder, it's late, and the person forgot, and he forgot to lean. He drank the wine, and he forgot to lean. So you know what you do? You open up the Shulchan Aruch, some in Tafpei, says, drink another cup of wine. That's what it says to do. And then you realize, wait a minute, that was according to the Mechaber. I'm Ashkenazi. What do I do? Okay, so we'll see in a second. Tzorech lishtoyz pam, acheris, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Ches, v'wadin v'koy shlishis, so too by the third cup, gamkein dino hochi la mechaber. According to the Mechaber, you have to drink another time. If you didn't lean, drink again. Mio lingam bracha lefanem, in regards to the bracha which you would make before it, dafka b'koyz revi, only by the fourth cup, shalei choshev lishtoyz oid klal, only specifically by the fourth cup, shalei choshev lishtoyz, that you do not intend to drink at all. Masha'en kein v'koyz shlishi, by the third cup, shebalav hachi choshev lishtoyz oid al smach brachazu, lo mikri hesach adas v'in tzarech levarech. It's not called an interruption, a mental interruption, and you would not have to make a new bracha. Then the Rama says, "Vayin leel simen tafayin beis of zayin." What does it say in simen tafayin beis of zayin? Ratzalaymer dehechriya shom ba'agod l'didon for bnei Ashkenaz she'ein darkeinu lohasib b'chol hashana ein lachs of lishtois ba'seba. At the end of the day, the maskano, if a person forgot to lean, he can be relying on the opinion that says that since we don't lean the whole year round, he does not have to go back and drink again. He does not have to drink again. That's what the Rama tells us earlier. So you don't have to have that. Imagine by the third cup of wine, you drank it. Ah, you feel so good. You fulfill the mitzvah. And then you get the little tap from like the grandchild or someone that says, you forgot to lean. You know? So, okay, you drink again. And then by the fourth cup, you get the tap again from the other shoulder. You forgot to lean. So here we're saying, the Rama says, you don't have to drink it again. Let's finish the simon here. Mavarech lefanov, the Mechaber says, Bayer pi agofen, ufi shesiach daita milushtois oid. If a person, according to the Mechaber, if a person did forget to lean, then he would make a new Bayer pi agofen because he interrupted his first, the first bracha, had nothing to do with the second one, the second cup. Says the Rama, V'yesh Arishi Yesh Leimah Shvay Chamos Chalagoyim. We say the Shvay Chamos Chalagoyim, Hashem should let out His wrath to the nations of the world. who have oppressed the Jewish people, the Jewish nation over the centuries. Before we say Yilaylanu, V'leftoyach HaPesach Kidei Lizkar Shuj Leil Shimurim, and we should open the door as a remembrance that tonight is Leil Shimurim, the night when Hashem is protecting us. V'eschus Emunah Zu, and in the merit of opening the door and this trust in Hashem, this belief in Hashem, Yavoi Mashiach, Mashiach will come, V'yishboi Chamosoi Al Akum, and He will send out His wrath on those nations that have oppressed us over the years. V'chei noyegin, and this is the minog, v'yochol ligmor halel, af shlo bo makom suda, the Rama concludes, one can finish the halel even in a place where he did not eat his suda, his meal. Sif katin yod, Mishnah Berurah says, that's number 10, kidei liska shu lal shimurim, we open the door as a remembrance that it's lal shimurim, v'ein misyarin mishum davar, we are not afraid of anything. V'noigin be'elu medinos limzoi kois echad yoisim yamasubin v'koyer noisoi kois shel Eliyahu hanavi. We all know we have the custom to pour a fifth cup of wine, another cup of wine, we'll call it. This is the kois shel Eliyahu. And of course, as soon as someone opens the door, the adult gives a little nudge on the table and he shows the children, look, see, Eliyahu Navi took a little because it's a little less in the cup now. That's not halach, I'm just mentioning that. L'rame is trying to ma'aminim to come to hint that we believe shekeshem shogo'alnu Hashem Yisbarach Mitzrayim, the same way Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Hu yigoleinu oid, He will take us out from this golus that we are in. V'yishlach lonu es Eliyo livsoreinu, and He will send us Eliyo to redeem us, to tell us that Mashiach is coming. There are those that would have the minog. Rav Yashu Zatzal would have the minog. His first yahrzeit is coming up, or maybe it just was. That he would say Baruch Haba when the door would be opened by Shvoi Chamoskal Agoyim. He would say Baruch Haba as welcoming Eliyahu HaNavi. And we conclude with Sifkan Yud Aleph Ashlu Makim Suda. One can finish the recitation of the Hallel even in a place where he didn't eat the meal, the suda of Avshe Eino Shoyse Ha'arba Koises B'Mokom Echad Ein Mekach Klum, even though he did not drink the four cups of wine in one place, that does not matter. He can finish the halal even in a place where he did not have his suda. Thank you.